One of the biggest projects coming up this Monday is a special program from Orange County Habitat for Humanity, the Interfaith Build project that was put into motion 11 months ago in response to a terrible tragedy in Chapel Hill, the murder of three Muslim students at Findlay Forest. But people of different faiths coming together this Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, to build a house for a neighbor in need. And joining us now from Orange Habitat is a bunch of different people. So welcome to everyone. We've got five people here in the studio.
Welcome.
And Jennifer Player, I know you're the Director of Development for Habitat. I don't know who everyone else is. So we've got two students and two other Orange Habitat partners. Introduce yourselves, please.
I'm Susan Herger, representing Judea Reform Congregation Partnership.
Mm-hmm. I'm Carrie Huff from the Carolina Friends School.
My name is Saima Akbar, and I'm from the UNC Muslim Students Association.
And I'm Andrew Miliardi, and I am from CRU at UNC.
So let me start with our students. How did all of this come about, and how did you get involved?
So Jennifer Player actually emailed us directly. And ever since the tragedy of last year, we've just been looking for more ways to give back to the community and make sure our faces are out there. And so we were really excited to join on.
Yeah, I'm like the interfaith chair at UNC, and so we were really looking for service opportunities where we could show that even though, you know, we believe different things, we can still work together and show love to a community and to our fellow schoolmates.
And for our other Orange Habitat partners, what exactly is this going to entail on Monday? What's going to happen?
Well, hopefully, if the weather cooperates, we will unveil the sign that dedicates the house and includes a multitude of interfaith partners and would be the first build as we begin the floor for the home.
Awesome.
And we'll be there with lots of students from the Carolina Friends School, and we have received during the past week some 2x6x8 foot studs that will be going into the house. And all of our students, we have 500 students, all of them have been signing the studs and writing messages for the family for whom we are building the home, and they're going to present them on Monday.
Awesome. So where actually is the house?
The house is in a neighborhood that Habitat's been building over the past year. It's called Tenon Woods. It is eventually will be a 28-home neighborhood in Eflin, so just off of 40. And this particular home is going to be built for a family. It's a mom named Abby, a single mom, and her two daughters. And right now, Abby lives in Burlington and drives an hour and a half to commute every single day into Orange County to work, but can't afford to live in Orange County. So we're really excited to be partnering with her to help build this home for her and her children.
This is going to be terrific. So how far along is the home right now? Is construction underway? Is it nearly done, started?
Yeah, we are just getting started. So Monday is supposed to be the kickoff for us, and we're going to have a ceremonial hammering. So Monday is going to start the flooring, and then we'll be building throughout the spring. So we'll be building from January probably all the way into the late spring.
And how long have all of you been involved with Orange Habitat?
Well, this is a new experience for us, so we are just starting to get involved. This is Carolina Friends School, starting in August and September, so we're very excited about looking forward to this spring and being a part of the build.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about CRU, but MSA has not really been involved with Habitat recently, so I guess like sitting down and really like learning what goes into building houses has been really interesting, and also learning about like the different things that like different faiths have. For example, Jews can't work on Saturday, so we have builds on Sunday. Also like dietary restrictions for lunch. It's been really interesting to learn and actually like make sure that everyone is accounted for.
And I like the fact that it's not just the coming together and building a house for a member of the community, but it's that learning experience as well, and making sure that everyone not only is willing to and actively coexisting, but knows how to as well. So again, the groups participating, Kehillah Synagogue, Judea Reform, St. Matthew's Episcopal Church, Carolina Friends School, UNC Muslim Student Association, Campus Crusade for Christ, and Hillel. Am I missing any? That's a whole bunch already. A ton of different organizations getting involved. Jennifer, let me give you the last word. First of all, where can people go to find out more information? And if people want to volunteer, not just on this house, but in general, where can they go? What can they do?
Absolutely. So the partners that you just mentioned are what we're calling our steering committee, but we welcome anyone in the community, any other groups in the community who would love to come out and partner with us on the Interfaith Build. We'd love to have them. You can visit our website. It's orangehabitat.org/interfaith, and you can find out more information there. We're both working to build the house over the next few months and also raise $80,000 to fund the house as well. And in general, we also have volunteer opportunities every week. We have Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. We have individuals and groups coming out. So you can also visit our website, orangehabitat.org, to learn more.
So volunteer your time, donate money, donate materials, anything accepted?
That's right. Anything. Right.
And
welcome at all.
And the Interfaith Build, the Interfaith Build is working on this house right now. Will there be more down the road?
We hope so. We have a couple of the partners who, as you just heard, are new to working with us, who have already committed to working with us later in next year and beyond. Next year, we're actually going to be building in the Northside community in downtown Chapel Hill. So we're really hoping to continue this momentum into the next year as well.
All right, sounds good. OrangeHabitat.org, the website, if you want to find out more. Again, a terrific organization and a terrific bill that's happening this Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Everyone, thank you so much for joining us, and hope the weather holds on Monday.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.